Kyle, congratulations, man. How does it feel to walk away from the Tokyo Olympics as a bronze medalist?
Yeah, it's a little bittersweet. Yeah, going out there, at expectations of being gold medalist, and prepared as best I could leading up to it. Ended up having a little snafu before the games. Had the best doctors and people working on it, and we did as much as we could leading to it, and finally got to the starting line and won my first match, and second one I didn't win, and went back to the hotel and talked to the doc, and was like, well, let's try one more thing, I guess, and tried one more thing, and it worked, and I felt a lot better, and fortunately my opponent that I lost to made the finals, because in wrestling, the only way you can wrestle for a medal if you lose is if the guy you lose to makes the finals. And the man from Belarus did that and pulled me back in and gave me an opportunity to wrestle the next day. And I woke up that next morning feeling a lot better, and had my first match against Cuba, 10-0, and then later that evening I wrestled Frank Chamizo again. I wrestled him earlier during, must have been June or July of 2020, and it was a much better match for me this time around as well. I felt like I dominated the match. And obviously a couple things I would improve on, but overall feel pretty happy to have wrestled as well as I did on day two, and be able to bring home hardware. Obviously winning a medal at the Olympic Games is no easy feat. So, having been able to do that and add it to my resume is something pretty cool.
And what statement do you think that makes, bouncing back on on day two the way you did with the tech and then the 5-0 shutout of Chamizo?
I think it just, is a testament to, the way I was raised, my parents, the way I was coached as a kid from, all the way up into and through college, just, no matter what happens, keep moving forward and go get the best thing that you can. And the best thing that I could have gotten right this weekend was that bronze medal after I lost. And, I just did my best. Every time, I stepped out there, I tried to do my best and try to persevere through the struggles. And, you get knocked down, you stand back up. It was actually really funny. I came home early this morning, and my oldest daughter, Ella Jo, she just wanted to be with me all the time. And she fell down. I said, oh, what are we, what are we doing? We fall down. She goes, we just get back up again, Dad. I was like, wow. For me to be hearing that from my daughter means a lot, because it shows that I'm doing a pretty good job as being a dad.
It was really cool. I saw watching the telecast when everything was kind of said and done, and you clinched the bronze medal against Chamizo. They showed some video of your family back home and everybody watching and celebrating and being together. I mean, what was that like, having that moment where they allowed the athletes to basically see all of their friends and family back home watching everything that was unfolding?
It was nice. Obviously, it would have been a lot nicer had they had just allowed fans and everyone could have been there.
Yeah.
But being able to see my two daughters, see my wife, see my parents, see my grandma and grandpa and in-laws and everyone, all together cheering me on, showing me support. I was really thankful to be able to see everybody. And just feel their presence, even if they couldn't be there physically in Tokyo. I could feel them all around me, and I knew that they had my back 100%. So I was I was just really excited to see my oldest daughter cheering. That's cool.
And then did you watch the gold medal match with Sitikov's victory? And like, what could you learn from that if you were watching?
Yeah, I watched. I learned that I really want to wrestle those guys again. I'm hopeful that both of them go to the World Championships in October because I'll be there. And so, it's 55 days away, and they'll be in Oslo, Norway. Hopefully they might get moved to Serbia, but I'm not entirely sure what that looks like yet. But as of right now, we're planning on going to Oslo for the World Championships. And I'm just hopeful that both of those, I'm hopeful that everyone that was at the Olympics is there. So get another opportunity.
We're with Kyle Dake here on BTL, bronze medalist for the U.S. Olympic wrestling team, Lansing native and four-time national champ with the Big Red Wrestling Program. You kind of mentioned, Kyle, that you weren't really 100% per se. Is that something you can share a little bit more light on, or are you keeping those cards close to your chest?
I'm keeping them close to my chest. So yeah. I figure it all out. I got to go see some doctors and hopefully get it all squared away. Yeah.
Okay. And that obviously played a little bit of a factor into things for you, you would say.
Yeah.
Okay. With everything that's been going on, I mean, how do you approach this sort of mindset? Because I know you're somebody who is so hungry for gold, but it's kind of like what I was talking about a couple days on the show. Like, we're so proud of you for winning bronze. Do you feel like proud of yourself for reaching that accomplishment as well?
Yeah, I'm definitely proud of
that's great.
The way I wrestled on the way back, because I could have shipped it in. I could have just decided, this is already lost. I didn't do what I wanted to do, so what does it matter? It's just kind of that mentality and that way of thinking, like, go get the next best thing. And why are you doing it in the first place? Are you doing it only for the gold medal, for the glory, or are you doing it because you really love the sport and you like wrestling? And that was an easy answer for me. So I wanted to just go out and be able to wrestle again and put that match behind me.
And Team USA had just a fantastic performance out there. I mean, you were part of it. 9 medalists in wrestling. So what does that say about the contingent you guys sent out there?
Our freestyle wrestling is probably the strongest program in the world. No other country has as many medals as we did. And, we have a very special group of men and women who are a part of this. And, it doesn't seem like any of them are going away anytime soon. And the great part is we have a bunch of young guys ready in the wings to step up as well and push us so, we can continue to be better and continue to win more medals. I think it's a great time to be a wrestler in the world and especially a wrestler in the United States of America, because we have so many people to look up to. And, these young kids can find somebody that they mesh with and like, I want to be like that person and I'm going to follow them and I'm going to follow in their footsteps and try to do what they do and make my life better.
How special was it for you to be able to celebrate and have this whole Olympic journey with somebody like Mike Gray, and being able to experience these Olympic Games with somebody like him in your corner?
I've known Mike for a long time.
Yeah.
He's always been there for me, and for him to take 3 weeks and, he's a brand new head coach and I know he's really, really busy. For him to take 3 weeks away from his job, his family, everything that he, all his own goals to help me pursue mine, was something pretty special. And, I can't thank him enough because, he's been with me this whole time. And, anything I need, from the smallest thing to the biggest thing, he's willing to make it happen.
And now, what do the next 3 years look like for you as you try to set your sights on Paris for 2024?
Just keep training, keep getting better, and, just refine you know, refine the things that I already do well. You know, there's several things that I look at for, you know, from a wrestling standpoint. I'm like, you know, I could get better in these situations. But there's a lot of things like I'm pretty good here. Let's shift the focus and you know, instead of focusing on this area of my game, let's try to open it up a little bit. And I'm really just excited to be able to continue to compete into my 30s. You know, I've put in the work to be able to do that. You know, a lot of people have to shut it down when they're my age, and you know, I've had a lot of great mentors. The guys over at Functional Patterns, you know, just have really helped me a ton get my life right and make sure that I'm doing the right things so that my body can hold up and be durable and go do the things I want to do, which is, you know, become an Olympic champion. So I'm not there yet, but fortunately I don't have to wait 4 years. I don't have to wait 3 years to get there.
That's for sure. Before we let you run, Kyle, I'm just wondering, you know, a lot of people have never been to the games, and, you know, very few people have been in your shoes in the sense of being an athlete competing at the Olympics. I'm wondering if there was a particular wow moment that you may have experienced, or a moment that really made you go, holy bleep, I'm actually here at the Olympics. Was there ever a time or a moment where that happened for you?
You know, this Olympics was weird because we couldn't be in the village. We couldn't be around all the other athletes.
Right.
You know, in the village, in opening ceremonies, closing ceremonies, you couldn't do any of those things, which is kind of sad. But, you know, I think just day one, when it started for us, you know, when we were in Japan and we had sent a crew ahead of us to go get ready for, you know, a couple of the women and then the Greco team, and, you know, seeing everyone make weight, warm up, and just, I was like, oh, well, here we go. This is it. This is the Olympic Games. Can't hold anything back now. Let's go. So it was probably just day one of wrestling. It was kind of the idea. But overall, it just felt like another wrestling tournament. You know, I was just really, really excited to go out and compete.
That's awesome. Kyle, let us be one of many, many people to wish you congratulations. I know, obviously, gold was on your mind, but hey, what you were able to accomplish and how you were able to represent this area, we're all unbelievably proud of you, man. Seriously, you have a lot to be happy for and a lot to celebrate. Thanks so much for a couple of minutes, and we'll definitely be talking to you soon, okay?
All right, sounds good, guys. Thank you.